弟兄姐妹早安。
Praise God that I have another opportunity to share God's word with you this morning.
感谢主让我今天有机会在这里向大家宣讲福音。
I dearly missed GCC brothers and sisters here last week as I and my family were on vacation.
在上个星期我的家在度假的时候，我也非常的想念弟兄姐妹。
And we even experienced two earthquakes in California.
甚至在加州经历了两次的地震。
Well, praise God that He kept us safe.
感谢主，他让我们全家都有平安。
If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 12, 1 to 16.
请将你的圣经翻开旧约圣经民数记第十二章。今天的经文是在一到十六节。
I will ask Elder Eric to read all of it, 1 to 16.
让我由我来给大家宣读神的话语。摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利安和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他，说：难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利安说：你们三个人都出来到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利安，二人就出来了。耶和华说：你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家尽忠的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利暗长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利暗长了大麻风，就对摩西说：我主啊，求你不要因我们的愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们身上。求你不要像他像那出母腹肉已半烂的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说：神啊，求你医治他。耶和华对摩西说：他父亲若吐唾沫在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营外关锁七天，然后才可以领他进来。于是米利安关锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，只等到把米利安领进来。以后百姓从哈喜路起行，在巴兰的旷野安营。
Let's bow head and pray together.
让我们一起在神面前再次的低头祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
恩典的主
，We thank you for your word.
我们感谢神你所赐下的话语。
We pray that as we are about to go into it, that you'll be with us and help us to listen to your truth.
当我们进入到神你的圣言当中的时候，你让我们能够有心来明白神你自己的真理。
Help us to apply your truth in our lives.
帮助我们应用在我们的生活当中。
Help us to reflect your glory in our lives.
帮助我们在我们的生命中彰显神你自己的荣耀。
In your Son Jesus' glorious name we pray.
我们奉神你爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Well, the Summer Olympics of 2020 is only a year away.
在2020年的夏季奥运会，夏季的奥运会啊，只有一年的时间了。
And personally, I love the Summer Olympics, especially a lot of the sports in there.
我自己非常喜欢看在这个奥运会当中的各样的这样的运动。
So I very much look forward to it.
我也非常的盼望它的到来。
But thinking back to the last Summer Olympic in 2016,
但是我们回顾2016年的奥运会。
I think one of the most memorable moments of that time, besides Michael Phelps became the most prominent, dominant swimmer ever.
在那个奥运会当中，最这个让人记忆犹深的，除了那个游泳健将。Michael Phelps 成为得金牌最多的运动员之外
the most memorable moments would be Ryan Lochte.
另外还有一位游泳的选手叫做赖恩。
Ryan Lochte is a 12-time Olympic medalist, winning 6 gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze medals.
他是得过12块奥运金牌的，其中6块金牌，3块银牌，3块铜牌。
He ranks only second to Michael Phelps.
他仅次于得的奖牌，仅次于 Michael Phelps.
But now he is better known for a completely different reason.
那他现在之所以出名，是因为另外的一个非常完全不同的原因。
On August 15, 2016, on television.
在2016年8月15号，在电视上。
Lochte told the world that he was robbed at gunpoint early in the morning when he was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the night before.
他在电视上说，那么他在前一天晚上，在这个里约热内卢的这个街头，被人用枪指着，受到抢劫。
But reporters and investigators found out later that Lochte made up this entire story.
但是在后来记者经过记者查证发现莱恩呢他是完全的这是他完全编造出来的故事。
What happened was that Lochte and his friends being drunk out of their minds vandalized the gas station and publicly urinated there.
事实上所发生的事情是莱恩跟他的同伴们那天晚上喝醉了而且把一个加油站在加油站进行了随意的破坏，甚至在那边撒尿。
And the security guards there pointed guns at them, demanding them to pay for the damage.
所以当时那个加油站的警卫举着枪要他们来负责赔偿他们的损失。
Lochte and his friends were robbed.
所以赖恩跟他的队员们其实并没有被抢劫。
But Lochte was so arrogant that he thought he could just make up a story and the world would believe him.
但是他自己很羞愧就编造了一个故事希望这个世界全世界都能够相信他。
Maybe he thought his illness, his fame would warn him to bypass the truth of reality.
也许他会希望因为他自己的名声和他的荣誉可以让他能够让全世界都相信他可以不去深究他所做的这些丑事。
In some sense, this little vignette of Lochte's pride and arrogance reflects the story we just read earlier here in of Numbers 12.
所以，从赖恩他身上他的个人的这样的骄傲所经历的事情，也从某种意义上跟我们今天所在民数记十二章读到的故事有些相似。
This account here at number 12 is a stern warning of the danger of bypassing and usurping and despising the reality of God's covenant mediator, Moses.
在这一段经文当中，我们看到有因为我们人的意思去超越神所为我们设立的中保这样的一个危险。
Now, at this point in the book of Numbers,Israel is on a trajectory of a series of rebellion.
所以在民数记中我们看到以色列民在当时经历了一系列的对神的叛逆的行为。
A chapter earlier, the people of Israel have already started to complain about their living condition.
所以在前一章的时候我们看到以色列民在抱怨他们生活的经活的情况。
Then in chapters 13 and 14, we see what's called the Great Rebellion.
所以在第十三后面的十三、十四章里之后，我们也看到以色列人的很大的悖逆。
They refused to believe God's promise to go into Canaan. They were faithless in facing their enemies with the 12 spies.
所以在以色列民差遣十二个探子之后，他们拒绝了相信神的给他们的进入迦南地的应许，在神面前完全丧失了信心。
And the result of that final rebellion was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以之后，由此的后果是他们要在旷野流浪40年。
Well, but sandwiched in both rebellions in chapter 11 and 13 and chapter 12, this is the rebellion against Israel's leading authority, the mediator of God's people.
但是在夹在这两个反叛的叛逆的 故事当中呢，是一个直接的向神所设立的中保的仆人的直接的一个挑战。
What I'd like to do this morning is to first go through this story with you together.
我们会先一起看一下整个的这个故事。
And then I'm going to give you three application points at the end.
然后我会讲三点的应用。
So the story begins with Miriam and Aaron speaking against Moses because Moses married a Cushite woman in verse 1.
在第一节中我看到这个故事的开始，米利安和亚伦呢，来毁谤摩西，因为摩西娶了一个古实的女子为妻。
If we look into the Hebrew grammar here, it shows that Miriam is actually the leading force, the mastermind behind this whole rebellion. Aaron is just following her lead.
在希伯来文的语法当中，我们可以看到这整个的事情是因为是由米利安来主导啊，那么亚伦来只是在跟从他。
Because the main verb there is actually feminine, so we know that's why we know.
因为当时这个句子所用的动词是一个阴性的动词。
And what about this Cushite woman that they are complaining about?
那么，他们所来抱怨的这个古实的女子是一个什么样的情况？
Do you remember who Moses' wife was? Her name, you guys remember?
大家还记得？摩西的妻子是谁吗？她的名字是什么？
Well, if you look at Exodus chapter 4, chapter 2, and chapter 18, we see that her name is called Sephora, the Midianite.
我们在出埃及记的第二章、第四章、第十八章，我们会看到摩西原来娶的妻子是米甸人她的名字叫做西波拉。
So, who is this Cushite woman?
那么这个古实呢？妻子是古时的女子是谁呢？
Well, maybe this is that same woman that we are talking about.
也许是所指的是同一个女子。
Because sometimes in the Bible, Cush is used as equivalent as Midian.
所以因为在古时在原文当中跟也是可以来指米甸。
Another option would be that Sephora had died and Moses took a second wife. We don't know.
另一种可能是他的原配的妻子西波拉已经去世了。那么这是摩西所娶的这个第二个妻子。
Both
实际的情况我们并不知道。
Both of these options are possible.
两种都有可能。
But the point here is that Miriam and Aaron are obviously attacking Moses' integrity because of the race and skin color of his wife.
在这里呢，米利安和亚伦呢，因为古实女子的这个肤色就对摩西进行挑战。
But the Bible says nothing about Moses having a polygamous relationship or if he had sinned in any sense.
但是在圣经中没有任何地方提到摩西是重婚或者在婚姻上的任何地方犯了得罪上帝的罪。
So in this regard, Moses is faithful to the Lord's command.
所以在这里我们看到摩西其实是忠实于神自己的诫命。
But notice in verse 2, when what Miriam and Aaron said, they said this, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?
但是我们要看到值得我们注意的是第二节。摩利安说，难道耶和华单与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
This verse shows that their complaint against Moses' Cushite wife is only a smokescreen of Miriam's and Aaron's jealousy of Moses' authority.
在 这节经文中我们看到，其实他们来毁谤摩西，其实古实女子只是一个借口，而是真正的原因是他们对摩西的权柄非常的嫉妒。
They use the Cushite wife as an excuse to attack Moses' integrity.
他们用这样的一个他的婚姻与古实女子的这个借口来毁谤摩西的他的声誉。
And this is not just a sibling fight.
这并不是只是一个兄弟姐妹之间的争斗。
But this is also about the entire nation of Israel being thrown into chaos.
这也是他们在作为以色列的领袖，他们这样的争斗是整个的 民族陷入混乱。
Because Miriam represents the prophetic office because she is a prophetess.
因为米利安是一位女先知。
And Aaron, being the high priest, represents Israel's priestly office.
而亚伦是乃是以色列当时的最高的祭司。
So we got in the Old Testament Israel, there are three main offices: the king, the priest, and the prophets.
所以我们知道，在古时以色列中有三样的领导的职分：先知、祭司、君王。
And now we see Miriam and Aaron trying to start a revolt.
所以我们在这里看到，米利安和亚伦所以开始的，那是一个政治上的一个很非常大的一个争斗。
This is their attempt to bypass and usurp the place of the divinely appointed mediator, Moses.
他们想来超越神自己所任命的以色列民的神在以色列民与上帝之间的中保。
Their jealousy comes from their pride and their utter ignorance of knowing who Moses represents.
他们的这样的一个争斗呢，这样的反叛，乃是出于他们对摩西的这个。嫉妒以及对摩西所代表的权柄的无知。
I read this story recently.
我最近读到这样的故事。
A car skidded on a wet pavement and hit a light pole.
一辆汽车在路上因为下雨路滑撞到了一个电线杆上。
And so immediately a number of bystanders saw the accident and ran over to help.
所以当时有看到这个事故的旁观者都跑过来帮忙。
The first to reach the scene was the crash victims was a woman.
第一个来到现场的是一个女子。
But the man just came from behind, raised and pushed that woman away and said, "Out of the way, lady! I have taken a course in first aid."
但是另外有一个男人冲过来把这个女士推到一边，他说从我让开因为我学过那个紧急急救的这个课程。
The woman watched for a little while and then she said, "Excuse me, but when you get to the part about calling a doctor, I'm right here."
所以这个女士对她说，对不起，当你你需要叫医生的时候呢，我就在这儿。
Miriam and Aaron,Even after witnessing how God, the Lord God, has been with Moses and working through him, they have underestimated and disrespected his role of being God's appointed mediator.
所以即使是在米利安和亚伦在与摩西共同侍奉这么久之后，看到神通过摩西的时候所行的事，他们仍然低估了摩西他这样的一个被神所任命的中保的这样的一个权柄和身份。
Then in verses 4 to 5,
但是在第四和第五节,
we see that the Lord God breaking his silence over this dispute.
所以在这样的一个冲突当中，我们看到神说话了。
He at first directly calls on all three of them, not just Moses, notice that in verse 4.
所以他神先把他们三个人都叫到
So it seems that Miriam and Aaron have gotten what they wanted.
所以当时摩西当时以利安和亚伦以为心中可能暗喜说神要应许我们的这样的一个愿望。
They got the same access to the Lord just as Moses has.
所以你看，我们跟摩西一样，都有权柄来到神的面前。
But for what reason?
但是神叫他们来，到底原因是如何呢？
Miriam and Aaron may be genuinely thinking that the Lord is about to show that they are right and Moses is wrong.
所以也许他们在期望神要说我们是对的，摩西是错的。
Then in verses 5 to 10, we see the Lord gives his verdict.
但是在第五到第十节之间，我们看到那么神宣布了他的判决。
In a pillar of cloud, very dramatic, he stood to make his judgment.
所以在耶和华呢，在这样的个云柱中降临。
Now in verses 6 to 8, this is what the Lord says.
在第六到第八节记载了神。
And it is a two-part speech. It has two parts to it.
这神所说话呢有两部分。
The second half of verse 8, excuse me, the second half of verse 6 to the first half of verse 8 is the first part.
所以第一部分呢, 是在第六节的后半部, 一直到第八节的前半部。
Now verse 6 says what a typical prophet are like.
所以这第一部分呢, 讲到如果一个一般性的先知是如何神是如何的与他说话。
Normal prophets, God will speak to them in vision and dream.
神在对一个一般的先知，神会在异象中，在梦中向他显现。
And then in verse 7, the Lord God said, Sir, Moses is most faithful, who is faithful in my house.
但是第七节的时候，摩西说，神说，摩西不是这样，他是在我全家敬重的。
And then in verse 8, the Lord says there's a special closeness that Moses has with him.
第八节，神提到，摩西跟神有一个非常亲密的关系。
It even mentions that the Lord allows him to behold his form.
甚至神会提到，他说他允许摩西见到他的形象。
Remember in Exodus 33 that Moses actually got a glimpse of the back of the Lord, right?
如果大家还记得，那么出埃及记33章记载，摩西能够看到了神的背影。Then
the second half of verse 8 is the second part of that speech.
所以那个神所说的神的话的第二部分是在第八节的后半部。And
this is about Moses' relationship with God's people.
讲到这个。 神的，摩西与神的子民的关系。Right.
Verse 8 says, With him I speak mouth to mouth, clearly and not in riddles, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then are you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
第八节, 我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的摩西，仆人摩西，为何不惧怕？
If the Lord speaks directly to Moses,
如果神是直接向摩西说话,
how dare anyone speak against Moses like Miriam and Aaron?
那么其他人怎么敢来如此的来毁谤这样的一个神的中保?
You see the irony here?
大家有看到其中的这样的讽刺的意义吗?
In wanting to have direct access to the Lord like Moses has it, Miriam and Aaron in a sense got it because the Lord spoke to them directly this time.
所以在他们的愿望当中，他们不希望通过摩西作为中保，而是希望直接与神通话。但这里神直接的向亚伦和米利安说话。But what
they heard is not what they expected.
但是他们从神来听到的，不是他们所期望的。
It is as if the Lord said to them, You want me to speak with you directly, Miriam and Aaron? Okay, sure, come forward. I have a word for you.
所以神说，你们希望直接与我对话吗? 好，那你们就进来吧。那么我有话告诉你们。
But that word is a word of judgment.
但是神所说的话，乃是审判的话。
Judgment about their incorrect manner of bypassing this divinely appointed mediator, Moses.
审判他们越过了神亲自设立的中保摩西。Miriam,
being the chief offender of the two, becomes leprous instantaneously.
所以在这个米利安作为这样的一个反叛的一个领头者。What
about Aaron?
马上就长了大麻风。那么亚伦的情况如何呢?
Aaron seems like he didn't get anything.
也许我们这里看到亚伦好像没有受到任何的惩罚。He
was not judged as harshly as Miriam did.
他们神没有同样严厉地来对待他。Why
is that the case?
为什么呢?
Because Aaron, like I said earlier, followed Miriam's lead, and Aaron is also the one who initiated their repentance.
这里看到，首先呢，亚伦不是始作俑者，他是在这里是跟随了这个米利安的领导。那么其次，我们也看到亚伦是 首先提出来，那么在神面前悔改的。Now,
the irony here is that Aaron, who wanted to bypass Moses, the mediator, to have access to the Lord, ended up asking Moses to pray and intercede for the offenders. See that?
在这里我们看到更有讽刺意义的是，那么亚伦和米利安呢，他们想越过摩西，而直接的与神 来对话。那么在这样的事情之后呢，他却要谦卑在神的中保面摩西面前求摩西来让神来原谅他们的罪。
Now we clearly see Moses' role being the necessary mediator between God and Israel.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看见摩西作为神和以色列民中保的他的地位。
In terms of attitude,
在他们的态度上,
when the afflicted mediator Moses is called on to intercede for Miriam, he holds no grudges whatsoever. He didn't hesitate to pray for them.
我们也看到摩西在这样的中保的位置他并没有因为米利安和亚伦的背叛呢，就对他们有任何的恶意，反而谦卑的为他们来代求。
In terms of manner, Moses' simple, straightforward plea shows that there is no guile, no pretext in his request to the Lord.
所以在他的祈求当中他没有任何自己的私意在里面。
He didn't use any smoke screens like Aaron and Miriam did.
他并没有在这里耍任何的花招。
And in terms of results, after hearing Moses' intercession, the Lord spared Miriam from having leprosy for the rest of her life.
所以在经过摩西的这样的代求之后，那么神也医治了米利安，让他整个他的后半生没有继续的受这样的麻风病的这样的一个惩罚。
Her judgment is lessened or mitigated only because of the Lord's mercy with Moses' intercession.
唯独因为摩西的代求，使米利安的惩罚得到了减轻。
Because the Lord heard his mediator's plea.
因为神听到了作为他的中保的代求。
And so we see the necessity and effectuality of the intercession from this divinely appointed mediator.
所以在神所立的中保的这样的职位身上，我们看到他的话语的效力和他的这样的职位的权柄。
Now that's pretty much the main part of the story.
所以这是整个故事的主要的情节。
Now let me give you three application points to apply this story.
那我们可以在这里面看到这有三点的应用。
The first is to trust in the person of the mediator.
第一点我们看到的是我们所信靠的乃是这样的一位中保的位格。
In our service, when we serve, when we live out our Christian life,
在我们侍奉的时候，在我们基督徒的生命当中，
How often are we prideful like Miriam and Aaron, consumed and preoccupied by wanting to be recognized?
我们在我们的这样的侍奉的生命当中，是不是我们有的时候也会像米利安和亚伦一样，我们头脑中所想的是一样的这样的一个骄傲的心，希望我们自己能够得到我们的名声，得到上帝的承认。
Wanting to be in charge, wanting to be in control.
我们希望我们自己是领头的，我们希望我们自己是掌权的。
How often are we jealous of others that it eats us up that we don't get the same attention like them?
所以是不是有多少时候我们可以像他们一样用这样的嫉妒的心冲昏了我们自己的头脑？
How often are we intentionally or unintentionally biased against others because they seem different from us?
有多少时候我们是不是有意无意的我们对别人有这样的偏见，因为我们与我们自己的位置不一样。
How often are we not truly faithful to the Lord alone when we serve?
有多少时候我们自己没有能够忠诚的来去侍奉我们的上帝？
When our motives to serve is not on God alone, we are unfaithful to Him.
当我们的动机不是以神，而且单单以神为中心的时候我们在神面前就丧失了我们自己的信实。
When we live and serve in such a way, we consciously or subconsciously bypass our mediator Jesus.
我们很多时候是不是也有意的、无意的能够去越过我们的神给我们的所命定的中保耶稣基督。
We bypass the gospel.
我们愿意越过福音。
The truth is,
事实上，
We are all unworthy servants of God.
我们都是不配的器皿，都是不无用的仆人。
Because we all have remaining indwelling sin in us.
因为我们在身上都有我们残余的罪。
So, we need to be like Aaron here. We need to repent.
所以就像这里的亚伦一样，我们需要悔改。
We need to ask God through our mediator Jesus for his forgiveness and mercy of our sins and unfaithfulness.
我们需要通过我们的中保耶稣基督在神面前要承认我们的不信，承认我们的罪恶。
Because it is only through Jesus, our mediator, our sin may be forgiven.
因为只有通过我们的中保耶稣基督，我们的罪才能得赦免。
The writer of Hebrews says this.
希伯来书的作者。
In chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
在希伯来书第三章第一到第六节。
He said this, Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of great honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself.For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and hope of which we boast.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在上帝的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是上帝。摩西为仆人，在上帝的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理上帝的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Jesus is the only one who is qualified to be our mediator, not Moses.
耶稣是唯一的一位真正的能够有这样的资格成为我们中保的。
Moses only foreshadows Jesus as a temporary mediator.
所以摩西作为中保，乃是将来耶稣作为中保的一个象征。
Moses' faithfulness, his integrity as a mediator, can be questioned and challenged and be doubted.
所以摩西作为中保，他的权柄可以在我们看到的经文中被挑战、被怀疑。
But Jesus is the perfectly sinless mediator of God's people.
但是耶稣基督他是唯一的没有罪的这样的中保，成为神的子民的这样的一个代求者。
Truly God, truly man.
完全的神，完全的人。
His integrity, his faithfulness of being our mediator cannot be questioned, cannot be challenged, cannot be doubted.
他自己的权柄是不容置疑，不能受到挑战的。
So let us come to him and confess our sinfulness and unfaithfulness before him.
所以我们要来到他的面前，来承认我们自己的不信，承认我们自己的罪恶过犯。
Let us solely and wholeheartedly cling to Christ, our mediator's saving grace.
让我们紧紧地抓住通过主耶稣基督所给我们的这样的赦罪之恩。
Second point.
那么第二点，
We need to trust in the work of the mediator.
我们要来信靠这中保之分所做的工作。
Just a little over a week ago,
在一个多星期以前，
our short-term mission team just came back from serving the Cherokee people in North Carolina.
所以我们的青少年的短宣队从在北卡回来他们在那边来在这样的侍奉的工厂来做工。
I was there, and one of the most precious things we learned, in my opinion, is the meaning of service.
所以在我看来，我们在这样的一个短宣的过程中所学到最宝贵的功课，就是学到了侍奉的意义。
Serving God through serving the different needs of the people and bringing the gospel to them.
我们通过服侍当地的人群，也把神的福音带给他们。
We need to learn to serve God by serving others, to minister to other people.
我们侍奉神乃是要在我们侍奉人的这样的一个工作当中。
During that week,
在那个星期
MTW, the mission organization,
我们宗派的这个世界宣教组织
they sent a pastor to minister to us.
他们差遣了一位牧师来带领我们敬拜。
His name is Pastor D.
他的名字是D 牧师。
He gave us a devotional every day.
他每天早上带领我们灵修。
Each day he gives us a key word.
Each day, 每一天他赐给我们一个关键词。
Monday was gospel.
星期一的关键词是福音。
Tuesday was testimony.
星期二是见证。
Wednesday was service.
星期三是服事。
Thursday was flexibility.
星期四是灵活性。
And Friday was growth, continue to grow.
星期五是成长。
But I want to add one more word.
但是我也许可以再加另外的一个关键词。
The word I want to add to the five great words that he gave us is faithfulness.
那么这个牧师的所以这五个关键词都非常的宝贵。那这是我想加一个另外的关键词，就是信实。
We need to be faithful when we serve.
我们在服事的时候，我们要能够有一个信实的心。
Because I want to tell you, sharing the gospel, bearing good testimony, willing to be flexible, continue to grow in our service, they're not always going to be easy.
因为我们知道，在我们宣传传扬神自己的福音让我们能够做美好的见证让我们能够有心来服侍让我们在服侍的时候我们自己有各样的灵活性这些都很重要。
In fact, most of the time it will be hard for in our Christian life.
但是这些都不容易在我们的基督徒的生活当中可能会遇到各样的困难。
And often the hardest part is when you and your work are being criticized and attacked by others.
所以在最困难的时候，也许是当你的服事、你的工作被其他人所批评、所挑战的时候。
You're under attack, reasonably so or unreasonably so.
有些挑战、有些的批评是合理的，但也有些可能是不合理的。
What do we do then?
那我们如何做呢？
Sure, we need to be faithful like Moses, to be faithful servants of God, to focus on God alone.
所以我们要像摩西一样，来有一颗尽忠的心，让我们能够真是定睛在神自己身上。
We see Moses did not say anything to defend himself in this story.
我们看到摩西并没有说任何的话来保护，来为他自己分辨。
He let God speak for him, to defend him.
他让上帝来替他伸冤，让上帝来替他来分辨。
And so we too need to learn from it to endure and persevere.
我们也跟他一样，我们要来在这样的侍奉当中学习坚忍的功课。
We should be like Moses to be most humble in our most difficult situations when we are afflicted.
当我们受到这样的攻击和苦难的时候，我们应该如摩西一样，我们要为人谦和。
We are not to rush into our anger or argument to defend ourselves, even if it is our own brothers and sisters attacking us.
我们即使是在受到弟兄姊妹的这样的批评或甚至攻击的时候，我们也不要这样很草率的进入到为自己来辩护、来反击。
But that's really hard, isn't it?
但是这是很难的，不是吗？
How can we be like Moses?
我们如何能像摩西一样做呢？
Is it even possible?
难道是可能做到的吗？
What is our motivation to endure, to be humble in the most difficult situations?
有什么样的动因能够激励我们去像摩西这样做？
Well, perhaps we need to think about it this way.
也许我们可以如此来看。
It is clear that Moses got what he does not deserve. It was unfair to him.
我们看到很清楚的看到摩西认为他自己不配得这样的职分。
But what is more unfair is for Jesus to bear the ultimate affliction, the hatred of God's enemy and God's wrath against sin.
他也许受到的这样的待遇不公平，但是我们看到比摩西所受的待遇更不公平的乃是耶稣基督他所受的。他在作为一个无罪的身份结果受到侮辱损害，受到各样的毁谤。
None of it should have anything to do with him in the first place.
他尽管自己没有做没有任何的过犯在他身上。
But he doesn't complain.
但是耶稣基督没有抱怨。
And he endured our punishment in silence.
他在沉默当中忍受了我们当受的侮辱与过，侮辱与损害。
This is the ultimate work of the covenant mediator.
这是作为我们盟约中保的耶稣基督的真正的最大的工作。
This is his intercession to appease God's wrath against sinners who put their trust in him.
他以他自己的受害为我们来代求，来平息了神的愤怒。
If Moses' intercession works, that Miriam's judgment is mitigated.
如果我们在所看到的经文当中看到摩西的他的中保的职位是如此的有效，甚至可以经受这样的挑战。
How much more would the intercession of our mediator Jesus works?
那么我们不是更应该信靠我们的中保耶稣基督他手中的工作吗？
And also, in turn, we are also called to be faithful intercessors for others, to pray for others.
我们如同耶稣一样，神也呼召我们，能够为我们周围的弟兄姊妹有那代求的心。
We are called to faithfully minister to other people as well.
神也呼召我们在我们的侍奉当中向他尽忠，来服侍我们周围的人。
But our faithfulness solely depends on Christ's faithful work of intercession for us.
但是我们如果能够如此尽忠的侍奉，是完完全全的依赖于主耶稣基督他的信实。
When we fail in our faithfulness,
当我们在我们的尽忠的路上跌倒的时候
，we repent and turn to Christ.
我们就应该悔改，来转向耶稣基督自己。
And then we continue to serve faithfully by trusting in His strength to sustain us and support us.
所以当耶稣基督他自己的应许他的信实来帮助我们来支持我们的时候，我们也能够像他一样。
Christ is faithful.
基督是信实的。
He has endured the worst of the worst for our sake.
他所经受了最大的苦难为了我们的罪的缘故。
And here's the last point.
那么我所想到的最后一点应用，
We are to trust the vindication of our mediator.
我们应该信靠主耶稣基督的他的得胜。
The very reason that Jesus can now, even this moment, plead for us has to do with the historical reality that he was vindicated by God himself.
我们之所以在今天我们能够信靠我们的中保耶稣基督，是因为我们在2000年前神自己所成就的能够他自己替耶稣基督伸了冤。
If Moses in this story, if he was not vindicated by the Lord, his whole office himself would be destroyed, and he might even be killed.
所以在民数记的十二章，如果神没有替摩西来分辨来伸冤，那么很可能他的中保的职位就会被毁坏，甚至他可能会有生命之危。
And in Jesus' case, if he remains under the curse of death, we would have absolutely no hope.
同样的，在耶稣基督的身上，如果他仍然在死权的辖制当中，那我们今天也没有任何的盼望。
But God raised Jesus from the grave.
但是神让耶稣从坟墓中复活。
God, through His Spirit, vindicated or justified Jesus, His Son.
神通过他的圣灵使耶稣基督能够他的儿子耶稣基督得胜。
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Paul says this: He appeared in the body and was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory, vindicated by the Spirit.
所以在提摩太前书3章16节, 保罗说道, 基督在, 是上帝在肉身显现, 被圣灵, 诚意, 被天使看见, 被传于外邦, 被世人信服, 被接在荣耀里。
And this is what God has promised us.
这是神给我们的应许。
In Romans 4, chapter 4, verses 24 to 25, Paul says this, It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
那么在罗马书的第4章24、25节也同样说到, 也是为我们将来 得算为义之人写的，就是在我们这信上帝使我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。All
I have said earlier, without this last point, would be useless.
我们刚才讲的一切，如果没有这最后一点，那么都是无用的。We
need to believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们应该来相信主耶稣基督的复活。
The truth is, it's only because of our mediator, his person, his work, and his vindication, we can be in God's house.
我们之所以今天能够在神的家中,乃是因为, 我们主耶稣基督作为中保的, 他的位格, 他的工作, 与他的得胜。
The severe warning here is that if we refuse to rely on the person and the work of our Lord Jesus,
那么神也给我们如此的警告, 如果我们拒绝来信靠, 那我们神所设立的这位中保,
Our heart would continue to be leprous like Miriam.
我们也会与当时的米利安一样, 我们的大麻风会一直在我们的身上。
In fact, we deserve to have far worse judgment, punishment than Miriam had.
事实上我们所受的刑罚可能要重过米利安所受的。
We deserve to have eternal banishment from the presence of God.
我们所应得的乃是被神永远的从他的家中驱逐。
So let us repent and plead for forgiveness through our mediator.
所以让我们都来到我们的中保面前, 我们来悔改,来祈求神的赦免。
Let us trust in Jesus all the time.
让我们时时刻刻信靠主耶稣基督。
For in him there is resurrection of life everlasting.
因为在他里面, 有那永恒的生命。
Let us serve God and his church with faithfulness because of who Jesus is and what he has done for us.
因为主耶稣基督所为做的, 我们也应该在神的家中, 尽忠来服侍神。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father,
恩典的天父,
We thank you so much for your Son Jesus being our mediator.
感谢你赐给我们你的爱子耶稣基督成为我们的中保。
That through him we may have forgiveness.
因为他的工作我们得以赦免。
And also through him we may have strength to serve you.
也通过他的工作我们能够有力量来服侍你。
Father, we confess that we are unfaithful servants.
神，我们承认我们自己都是那 不忠心无用的仆人。
We have not always been faithful to your commands.
我们都没有忠诚于神你自己的诫命。
So we come before you to ask you to forgive us.
所以我们来到神你面前求神你自己的
Help us to hold on to your gospel.
让我们能够 扎根在神你的福音当中。
And grant us new strength to continue to serve you with a humble heart.
给我们新的力量, 一个谦卑的心来侍奉你, 来敬拜你。
All through our mediator, Jesus Christ.
乃是完完全全通过我们的中保主耶稣基督。
In his name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.